Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host tonight, Shane Krumah. I believe Chewbacca will be joining us tonight, along with Lady Che. And tonight's topic is midterm elections, part two. What's going on and what's going on with Kanye West? This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. Press one and you'll be added to the queue. So, go, Black family. The midterms are upon us, and we are not letting up on our tangibles. We're demanding something tangible for our votes. The days are over. Let's just vote just to be voting. So any politician that's seeking your vote, including myself, Jessica Sean Paris, next mayor of Denver 2023, the election is next year, April 4th of 2023, and including myself, demand something tangible for your votes. Stop just voting just to be voting. Stop just voting because the white-owned media told you to go out and vote, or they fear-monged you or scared you into voting. They do this every 4 years. They come with this, oh, this is the biggest election of our time, and you just need to get out and vote. We're not getting nothing tangible for our vote, though, Black family. Why keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result? That is insanity. And we are in a state of emergency and a state of insanity. So we're going to get into all that tonight. We are having an open mic discussion about the current political climate regarding the upcoming midterm elections of 2022 and what's going on with Kanye West, a.k.a. Yee. Call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. And then once again, this episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. The air date of this program is October 25th, 2022. And we have Lady Che on the line, so I'm going to bring her on. Greetings, Lady Che. Can you hear me? Lady Che. Oh, she didn't drop. So, yeah, Black family, we are demanding something tangible for our vote. Hopefully, we can get her back on the air. I'm at the Black House tonight, and the signal is not the best. But anyway, they're trying to scare us again. They want us to go out and vote. Vote for what? And Black family, stop voting for people just because they're Black. We got a real bad habit of that. Just because they Black don't mean they're going to have your best interest in mind. All skin folk ain't kin folk, as it would go. So, we're seeing that majorly in the Denver elections. We got like 4 women running. They're talking about it's the year of the woman. We need a woman mayor. And then you look at the cities that have women mayors, and they're in complete disarray. Atlanta just had a woman mayor completely effed off. San Francisco has a woman mayor. Washington, D.C. has a woman mayor. Boston has a woman mayor. Chicago has a woman mayor. Hold on, Black family. I got to take this call. Sorry about that, Black family. I had to take this call. But, the midterms are here. There's been all kinds of debates online. I've been tuning into with Lady Che. And, they really think we're going to stay on this Democratic plantation. It is time for us to get off the Democratic plantation. The Democrats mean it's no good. Malcolm X taught us back in the 1960s, that the Democrats was no good. And here in 2022, they still want us to be on that goddamn plantation. That don't mean we're running to the Republicans either. We should go third party or hold our votes, like many of us are planning on doing. Because we're not getting nothing tangible. It's insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That is insanity. And it's time somebody break the cycle, and it's going to start with the Gen Z's and the millennials, such as myself. I'm an OG millennial, but I'm a millennial nonetheless. Okay, here is Lady Che on the Gen Xers. Can't forget the Gen Xers.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I'm in a poor signal area. Sorry about that. It's been a bad signal. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, fine.
Okay, great. Okay, we're having an open mic discussion on the midterm elections, part 2. and what's going on with Kanye West. Welcome, Lady Tay.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with Kanye West other than what we learned last time. I'm really what paid attention to him last couple of days.
It's my understanding that...
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second, man. I just want to apologize for the earlier interruption. I'm in a bad signal. Well, no, not a bad signal, but it's kind of shifty the signal is right here. So that's all I wanted to say. And as far as midterms, we got lots of things to talk about. But go ahead. Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, okay. Adidas just dropped Kanye West. So he's no longer a billionaire. He's a millionaire, but that's better than a thousandaire or a brokenaire. So he is making a downward spiral right before our very eyes, and it was caused by him talking bad about the small hats. Now, the small hats control a lot of things and have a lot of power, and they don't like to be criticized or even mentioned. Can you hear me? Okay. Hello?
Okay, what now?
I was talking
what
about
happened?
Small hat. Can you hear me?
Huh?
I was saying Kanye West is no longer a billionaire. He is a millionaire now. Adidas cut their deal with him that they had.
Feels like you need to get closer to the mic or something.
I don't know. Is this better?
No, it's still kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a signal. So go ahead. What did you say?
Huh?
Talk.
I'm waiting on you. I thought you were talking.
You're saying you can't hear me clearly, so just talk.
Yeah, no, well, you go ahead. I'm cool. Just go ahead.
Okay, so Adidas just dropped their deal with Kanye, so he's no longer a billionaire. And apparently he's been giving praise to Elon Musk.
What do you mean? Shouldn't he still have his money? They just dropped him as a client. Like, what do you mean? Did they strip him of his money?
They're stripping him of his money. Yes.
What? That don't make no sense. If it's already his, can they take it away from him?
It's not. Apparently not. It's not all his. It's being taken away from him.
They just took away his sponsorship.
Yeah, at the very least, yes.
Okay. So where'd you hear this at?
All over. About all the people that we tune in to is talking about it today.
Let's see. Okay. What else?
So he's going for broke at this point.
Power on.
So he was saying something
about. He is, in fact, anti-Semitic in his statement. He has dared them.
Let's see what the... Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with Ye.
I have to look into it. I don't really know what's going on because I don't know. I don't understand.
So
a lot of people are going to drop him. Everything's owned by Jewish people, so.
Yeah, the small hats. Don't say that. They'll cut us off. Just say the small hats.
I say it's derogatory. Just saying that's who runs the world now.
Just mentioning it's derogatory.
I say it's derogatory.
I know, but I'm saying just mentioning them is considered that by them. You're not supposed to mention them at all.
Because we're acknowledging the power of the world. Really like a bad thing. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing derogatory, so I didn't even have derogatory malice in my heart right there with that. All right, go ahead. What else?
Yeah, so that's what's going on with Yee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the midterms. What have you been...
Go ahead and start with the midterms. You're the one who's going into politics.
I started to show off with that.
In politics.
Yeah, but I already started to show off with that. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so what were your thoughts? I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Currently, I was going to watch the debate with, find it again. Sorry, I found it a little flustered. In a heated discussion earlier, it kind of got me a little frazzled, and so let me just pull it up real quick. What I was looking at, I was looking at a debate is coming up. Actually, it was supposed to be on earlier.
Going in and out, maybe chair. Okay, well, we lost Lady Tay. We're going to wait for her to come back. But yeah, the midterms are heating up. They're trying to get us to get our booty to the polls again. Vote for what, Black family? What are we voting for? Okay, there's Lady Tay.
We're running it from the Black House, so it's going to be in and out for me to be calling back in and out. What I want to talk about is that the way this, first of all, Black family, we said from jump, the Black vote is probably the most important vote. And there's a lot of fear-mongering tactics going on. I showed Jesse one of them here when I got mine. I got a little piece of paper. I kind of thought of it as fear-mongering, like almost like you better take your ass to vote. And
yeah.
I thought that was fucking stupid because I felt like it's a trick and a lie all at the same time.
Yeah.
What?
I said it was a voting report card.
Yeah, it's something like that, but so I never got one before till this year.
I
was pretty sure we went over, like, way... I can't hear you talking. I was pretty sure that we went over the thing, like, for our shows, because I was pretty positive I didn't vote in the presidential election. But this thing says I did, and I was pretty sure I didn't. I was almost positive I didn't. Almost positive. It says I did, and then I have to give me this curious discussion of why I would vote, and did I vote for Biden? Probably did. I'm not going to lie. They said I did, but I don't know. So I'd have to call in and be like, am I one of those Biden voters? Maybe so. Maybe I did. I don't fucking know. And even so, I think I just voted just to vote. Just put something down. I don't really even think that I put a lot of thought into it. I know that election was fucking quick. I don't believe I even voted in that election, but they said I did, and it was like almost mandatory the way they talked to me, like on that piece of paper. So there's a lot of fear mongering, Black people getting arrested for voter fraud. Fuck, man, like it took a lot to vote anyway. Now you're gonna get arrested for it, and then there's a lot of targeted fucking ads going out, specifically making like sort of threats to voters, especially Black voters. I'm watching that. I'm watching I watch some of the debates. I'm watching Stacey Abrams. She got on a concert at Lotto's concerts to pander herself for votes. I thought that was hilarious. This is what we're doing.
Them Democrats are desperate for our vote.
Democrats are desperate, thirsty, and they definitely want the black vote.
They
and
sent me a
don't
Mellor.
Give it to them.
They sent me a Mellor, a glossy. Talking, it was English on one side and Spanish on the other. I said, these are the Denver Democrats, and you need to support them. Black family, I've been
you
independent.
Need to?
Yeah, well, that's what I took it as. And I've been independent since Obama's second term. So, with that being said, why
I've been unaffiliated for 12 years. That's why it's hard to know that. It's hard to say I voted in that last election because I can't see me doing it. I can see me filling the shit out and not sending it. That's what I'm pretty sure I thought I did. Almost more than possible that I filled it out, sat on the restroom. I was in the restroom. I sat there. I threw it across the counter and probably just carried on with my bathroom business and trade up and did something else.
You know what I think it is? I think it was when you had first moved in here. I think you had gave it to me to drop off.
Mine?
Yeah.
And even so, I probably voted. Okay, so for Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, here's the secret. I probably voted for, probably checked the Biden box. Because things were so ugly at the time with Trump. And I would probably check the Biden box. However, I don't really think I did any research or really gave a fuck. I think I was just checking shit, just get that shit out the way. I didn't even rock my sticker. I voted for, that was the year I voted for your dad, right?
Yep, he was running for Senate.
That was probably the only reason that I filled out the ballot. Because your dad was on the ballot, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
That was the only reason I filled it out then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was probably the only reason I filled it out was because Jesse's dad was on the ballot, and I probably checked the Biden box. And so I'm going to be one of those Biden callers, okay? Well, look, nigga, let me put it like this. Jesse's dad was running on the ballot. Yeah, Jesse's dad was running on the ballot. I probably checked the Biden box. Shit was going crazy. Jesse wears to wear these fuck Trump hats. I felt like, hey, right, well, whatever. So I just checked it. Didn't do no research, could care less. And was I unhappy with what he gave us? No, that was to be expected. That motherfucker wasn't good about shit, didn't do shit. I was just surprised that they were celebrating so hard at Capitol Hill. You know what I mean? There was all these little parties going on in the street. Other than that, the first couple of days were surprising. In his office, he kind of looked like he was getting busy, and I didn't really think he was going to do anything. I knew he wasn't going to do anything, and plus the fact that his fucking vice president is not black; she's like Indian or some sort or some shit. So I just kind of knew. I was mostly going off of the fact that Jesse's always wearing these fuck Trump hats, and his dad was running for office, and I felt like, all right, well, fuck Trump, we're just going to vote for this way. I just do the typical ignorant motherfucker shit that we've always done for decades and just vote in the Democratic fucking election. Right. So that's my answer. If they come back, because I don't believe it. I didn't believe the paper they sent me. To be honest, I was like, hell no, I don't think I voted. You're saying I did. I don't remember. I don't remember. That's how I didn't give a fuck. Now I'm like, vote for what? I'm holding on to tangibles, which is what we've been saying. Hold your nuts. But I have questions and that need required answers eventually. So watching the debates currently, I watched a House Senate debate yesterday. That shit was crazy. Been watching debates all week. And I really didn't know. I just keep catching them. I don't know what states I'm actually interested in. I know that Stacey Abrams was pandering herself at a fucking Lotto rap concert to Big Dick Energy. So she wanted that big voter energy. That's what she said. But she came out during Big Dick Energy, so I guess that's how we got to go through it. That shit was funny as hell. That's where that dancing at three, you're like, what the fuck kind of dancing? That came from that concert. So, yeah, well, she popped out on their Big Lotto's fucking concert talking about big voter registration energy or some shit. How sad.
They're desperate. They're desperate at this point. They're pandering for dollars, and they're desperate.
Like I've been saying. And see how motherfuckers are using my shit? You think the motherfuckers don't hear me? I'm talking about pandering, you know, like all kind of extra shit. Yep. Pandering.
They're doing a Pretty Little Duck dance for the Democratic Party.
Motherfucking, she needs a big voter energy. And she came out during Big Dick Energy. What's next?
Oh, wow.
You know?
Well, what's next is the Green Party candidate that ran for president in, what year was that? I want to say 2016. Is now backing the Democrats because he feels they're in a state of desperation and they got to get their messaging correct to the voters, meaning to the black voters, because we're not supporting none of that shit. I've been reading all kinds of articles about them. The most recent one. Oh, God, the most recent one was just like, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know if black people are going to come out and vote for us or not in certain states that have a lot of black people. The Republicans were gaining momentum. We got to do something about our messaging. They're desperate. They doing no voting, no balking. The second version of get your booty to the polls. I mean, they're super desperate right now. The Democratic Party is imploding right before our very eyes. I'm loving every minute of it. I can't wait for November 8th when they take a straight decline. They're going to lose the House and the Senate. And Biden's going to be what we've been saying since day one. A lame duck president. Yeah, this one says Republicans have momentum with 15 days to go.
I watched some debate yesterday.
Democrats are open Latino voters as Republicans eye opportunities in midterms.
I mean, we just missed the Republic. Like tonight is the one I was going to write you tonight was John Fetterman and Dr. Oz and Ron DeSantis and Charlie Crist.
Oh, that's in Michigan, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida.
Democratic.
No, that's in Florida. That one, the Crist.
DeSantis is Florida.
The Dr. Oz is Pennsylvania. That's
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Yeah, so far Fetterman's in the lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. That state could go either way. It could go, it's like Colorado. It could go red or blue. It is not a certified blue state.
Well, it's going to be a major flip. There's major flipping going to happen. There's going to be a lot of major flipping, and I'm kind of good with that.
Oh,
I don't care. Actually, I really don't care. Because ultimately, whatever happens in the midterms will reflect nothing. Because all I really care about is what happens in April in your shit.
Right.
That's probably the only time I vote. I was thinking about it, but they pissed me off and they sent me that little letter.
The report card, the voter report card.
That shit's not funny. Yeah, like they're so demanding, like. Or else what? If you haven't noticed, I haven't gave a fuck about this shit in at least three cycles.
Remember we reported on Frontline Black News that they were going to start fining people for not voting.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's a big fucking constitutional thing. Sure, that's going to sit well. And plus, I'm like, no, man. I'm like, why? Like, why do we have to? If there's
like
nothing.
They're treating it like jury duty. Like, you have to do this. Or else.
Yeah.
They're desperate. They're desperate at this point. They want.
But at this rate, dude, nothing is secure. Why the fuck you want to vote for some shit when you know in the own your own state that it's already the fix is in. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what the fuck what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Regardless of
doesn't
what you
matter
do,
what you do. Because they've made it so it doesn't matter. Like even if they want you to vote, that you don't necessarily can't. Some people might not even qualify. You know, count yourself lucky if you don't qualify. Really, count yourself lucky if you don't qualify. Because then they can't force you to do anything you don't want
to
do.
It's getting harder and harder to qualify. I said it's getting harder to not qualify. Because now in our state, felons can vote.
That's what I say, but see how it changes every week. Every week it's something different. It's going to be like that because this election, I think it has to do with the mayoral election. Personally, mayoral election kind of set off this little triggered event where everything is now in question.
Yeah.
Everything now is in question. You know?
Shit, 2020 elections. Set a debate. That's why they motherfuckers was taking over the Capitol. And they just barely getting slapped. They just getting slaps on the wrist. And the most they get is 10 years. And they're giving a black man the same amount of time, if not more. And yeah, the fix is definitely in. At the state level, at the federal level, and at the local level.
Hey, what do you think about this, that everybody pushed Ice Cube's contract with Black America off, and then all of a sudden everybody's now picking it back up and looking at it and using pieces of it. I mean, I'll say that before it was a big thing this last year when we constructed your website.
Mm-hmm.
I checked that out, and there was a couple powerful pieces that were written by other intriguing black folk prior to that. But as of the last week, have you noticed that people have either changed the way they say their message? Like,
hold
it's
on,
a contract for...
We got a caller, Lady Tay. Hold on. 314-4600. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Midwest and the South.
Is this Pionki?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
How are you doing, Pionki? I was wondering when you was going to call in.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. What you made mention about the felon voting. Well, that's up to the country that the felon is lives in. In country, I mean state.
How do you spell state. Your name, Pionki?
P-I-A-N-K-I. Did you get what I said so far?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. So
yeah.
You're saying it's up to the state, so it's a state rights issue is what you're saying.
It's up to that country. Illinois, North Dakota, Alabama.
So you're saying each state is its own country.
Well, let me ask you this question, Pionki.
They are their own country.
There's federally owned prisons, there's private owned prisons, and there's state owned prisons. If the privately owned prison said the felons could vote, can they then vote?
No, private prison has nothing to do with that. That's for the municipal.
Why not?
If the felons
inside prison.
That's the state that's saying that felons can vote Or if it's a local election, it's that municipality that's saying that, that felons can vote. Well, it basically falls down on that particular government of that country.
So if the municipality owns it, hypothetically, the municipality owns it, and the municipality owns the private-owned prison in that area, can they then vote?
They don't. Private companies don't own the prison. They just operate them. They operate them because they can do it more. They didn't build them. I built a lot of prisons. They wasn't built by no private company. It was built by a state in many cases. And they contract out with a private company to run it because they do it more efficient than government does, as is many things.
Are you talking about like ALEC and
like GEO and I can't think of the other one's name. Correctional Corporation of America. Those are two.
Correctional Corporation of America.
And you know what? They give donations to your Congressional Black Caucus, but and also football player management. Those that kneel, their money is invested in them. Did you know that?
The ones are you talking about?
Say that one more
Tabernack.
Say that
one
more time.
You got me. Your football players, professional athletes that was out there kneeling, their money managers invest in private prisons. Yes, they invest in private prisons, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and anything where they can make money.
J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo come straight out of slavery.
Well, yeah, you can say that. But that's what happens. You know, see, people are bamboozled in believing all this stuff. Anything that's served up, and you ever notice people, the thing that get me about some of these folks, and see, all blacks are not the same, quote-unquote, those that you call black.
We're not a monolith.
Then I ask you, what is black? Because Derek Jeter, is he black? Teresa Hine Carey, is she black?
They would be considered black under the system of racism and white supremacy. I would say yes.
Yeah, but what is
that
system? What did that system do to Derek Jeter? He can walk down the street. He don't look black. He don't look like Isaac Hayes nor Wesley Snipes.
Okay, that's a good example. What about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, the best football player?
Yep.
What about him?
Is he considered black?
I don't know. It depends. Obama was a mulatto. His mother was white and his father was African, and he was born a Muslim because in their culture, that's what it is. The son takes on the religion or the culture of the father.
Right. So whatever your father was, that's what you are.
In that society, yes. And within that religion, yes.
Okay, so what you're saying is, all right, so what about like, so if your father's black, then by all means, then, you know, considering under the guidelines of race and white supremacy and, you know, everything we know about that, being victims of such, then light-skinned motherfuckers are considered black as well, or no?
If they say they're not, they're not.
Kaepernick is black. Look at it there. Kaepernick's black. Russell Wilson's black. You can look at a lot of people that are black.
Nigerians don't consider themselves. Nigerians, Americans born in this country, they don't consider themselves black. Ghanaians, Cameroons. Matter of fact, they have their own Nigerian-American beauty contest. Did you know that?
What does that got to do with it?
Is it
African-American?
Here's the thing. They're still considered black under the system, whether they identify as such or not.
They're non-white. They're definitely non-white.
There's no racial classification.
What would they call themselves?
There's no racial classification.
The Nigerian-Americans. What would they call themselves?
They call themselves Nigerian-Americans. Look on the U.S. Census.
That's what we would call them then.
Yeah, look on the what? U.S. Census. They don't call themselves black. My wife is Ghanaian. She don't call herself black.
Your wife
she probably
is Ghanaian.
Herself Ghanaian, right?
She call us.
Is she born
Awe.
Here?
No,
she's
born there. She's
Awe.
She's Awe.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah, she's of an ethnic group. Yes.
Yeah, was she born here, though?
No, she's born over there.
Okay, so...
So, no,
okay.
So you got a complexity of issues that go on. All blacks in the United States that you call black don't call themselves, don't identify themselves as that.
But
and that needs to be spoken.
Yeah,
no, people that's born
black
here,
American.
Too.
Well, yeah.
You got people
that.
That's born here, they don't call themselves black. Hell, black is actually a new term. It used to be colored, right?
Used to be colored. Well, my birth certificate
has been
many
terms, yes.
Every
yeah,
20, 30 years.
So when you're talking about, yeah, this is what you're talking about. You're talking about people that think along those same lines in that particular agenda. It's not everybody. Everybody. You ever watch that video, a documentary called "The Hate That Hate Produced," produced by 60 Minutes? On
yes.
Malcolm
mm-hmm.
X. You have yes. blacks in there that say, we ain't got nothing to do with no Islam. And that continues to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Even Orthodox don't have anything to do with the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Orthodox mm-hmm. Muslims. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So when you're referring to and trying to encompass, it should encompass those that think alike you do. You can't say we. You should say those that think that way. And that would be a more accurate description. Anything else would be confusing. And it's easy to
so
confuse
like, you know,
people.
For example, the foundation of black Americans that are here believing they should receive reparations for building the country and whatnot, those are the ones that believe like us, correct?
Well, yeah, but your argument is going to be, yeah. Where did you build the country at? And I'm not here to discuss that. I wanted to make comment on Kanye West, really.
Yeah, but
my
yeah,
argument.
Yeah. Well, you
my,
start, okay, but I can't hear about that. You talking about black
in the South? In the South. In the South, that's
black slaves that was brought, and also slaves was expelled from Africa. A lot of them. Because of what they've done, the crimes they committed there. That was just the way that society
so
runs.
You're saying that the African tribal leaders sent their criminals over here, similar to how the Europeans sent their criminals over here.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the thing.
All the African, those people that was, see, when you do harm, even today,
like,
you have restitution.
Source,
you have restitution to pay. Now, if you can't pay the restitution, it's either one or two things that's going to happen to you. You're going to be sold off to be, for the compensation, or you're going to be killed. So they were sold off to get the compensation to replace and repair what they damaged, whether it was burning down huts, killing cattle, or destroying crops. And that was going on to the east before it ever was coming to the west. But I didn't want to talk about that. And we, you know, you can have a conversation
right,
on that we can talk on.
Yeah,
but Kanye
PLC,
West,
Kanye.
I think Kanye West should, when he gets, he's at an economic position, he should move away from where he came from. Send them people postcards and move on. That's the best thing that he should do. I mean, same thing that Michael Jordan done. People telling Michael Jordan everything that he needed to do, he didn't do it. He done what he felt was best for him, given his situation and his position. Now, what Kanye West said, a lot of truth to it. And there is a lot of truth to it, but it's
okay,
not accurate.
So what did he say that there's a lot of truth to?
Tell me what he said. He said so much. I mean, pick out one.
Okay. He said something about the small hats controlling everything. Is there any truth to that?
They don't control everything. If you're talking about Jews, Jews don't control everything. Matter of fact, it was the Asians that kicked the Jews out of the merchant, but what do they call it when you do it with clothes? It was the Asians that kicked them out of that area
fashion.
Of industry in New York.
Fashion, merchant.
Asians that kicked them out of that position. Yeah. So nobody controls it all the time. Nigeria controls about 20% of the offshore oil well drilling in the world. I don't know where they are today.
Yeah, I think they're number three on the list.
Nobody stays on top forever. If you don't like something like white supremacy, Asian supremacy, or British, you have to compete against it, and that's what people do. So, and also, there's what you got, Jewish the religion, and then Jewish the club. And he's probably talking about the club. You can't talk about the religion. Hell, Sammy Davis Jr. was a Jew. Whoopi Goldberg, what's her last name? Goldberg. Remember when she came on the scene, she was playing the skits, talking about my beautiful blonde hair? You remember that?
Yeah.
And they started Hollywood. So they still have those influence. Metro Goldwyn Mayer, for instance. So they have established that, and they don't give a damn about no damn Holocaust. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, parents died in the World War II Holocaust. Khrushchev was Ukrainian.
Oh, word? I didn't know that. I thought he was Russian.
No, he was Ukrainian. So those tribes have been fighting each other for a long time. And Russia's got the right to have that type of cautiousness because of its history and having to go to war against people all the way back to Napoleon. And look at the number of people they lost in World War II.
Yeah, so on the topic of Russia, what do you think about Brittany Griner?
I think he need to pay the crime for the do the time for the crime he done.
You said he.
what was the latest?
Pardon me?
He said
what's the latest about Brittany Griner? Brittany Griner's a girl, by the way.
No, Brittany Griner said that person is a male. They're the husband of this woman. So you got to give them respect. If they say they are, then, heck, I ain't going to argue with them. I ain't going to pull the pants down.
Good Lord. All right.
Okay, so the husband.
All right.
What's going to happen with the husband?
Now, I'll tell you one thing. He lucky he didn't do that in Nigeria because he'd be dead now because they don't play like that.
Or
they kill you.
Weed?
They kill you. You bring something in that country
over
that's
weed?
Not supposed to be there, they'll kill you. Yes, they will.
Over
weed?
Mm-hmm. They take Boko Haram members and lay them face down on the ground and walk up behind them, shoot them in the head. You got those that's going. You can see that on YouTube. So you have to respect countries' laws. When I go into Egypt and I'm checking in with customs there at the cubicle, there's a big sign on the wall to tell you what they don't allow in their country. They don't allow affectionism between a man and female. Less long two men or two women. You can't do that on the street. You better not mess with no kids that's waiting for transportation on the streets either. In Iran, if you're on the down low, they hang you. So you have to respect those countries' rules, regulations, and their tradition. In Egypt, you can't be wearing no Daisy Dukes. They'll kill you. Some faction there will kill you. They've killed white women that came over there going in and out of museums and that with some Daisy Dukes with the cheek of their ass showing. They killed them. So until you're able to protect, you got to be able to protect your customs and your culture from outside influence. The black community will let any fashion enter into their society. Any fashion.
Why? Why is that? Because it's so accepting or welcoming or what?
Because you got some that do accept it, and you got a lot that do not. That's because all blacks are not the same. Ain't nowhere in the world my daughter be walking around with no sheer material on that you can see their damn they don't wear panties no more. They wear strings. But if that's what they want to do, fine. But you got a right to not expose your child to that. You got a right to say you don't want a homosexual in the classroom teaching your child. You got a right to say that you don't want no 250-pound, 240-pound black male with a rainbow wig and a Cinderella skirt walling around on the floor with your kindergarten children.
Facts. Yeah. I agree with that.
So what do you thoughts about Kanye?
Pardon me?
What are your thoughts about Kanye, sir?
I think he's a brilliant businessman, but I think he's still lingering around with the culture he come from, and that is in the rap business because, Abraham Foxman during the Million Man March in 1995 sent out messages to black preachers not to let their congregation attend the Million Man March. And he's over the Anti-Defamation League at that time. I don't know where he's at now. So you have these things that go on that you got to have the ability to fight back against them, those that want to. But to see the precarious position about who you call blacks, there is no such thing as a black community. You got black neighborhoods. Then you got these wannabes that want to control blacks, whether it's from the Nation of Islam, whether it's from the Republic of New Africa, whether it's for the Rainbow Push Coalition, whether it's from the Action Network with Al Sharpton, Church of God in Christ.
Yeah.
You understand
those.
What I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah. You be your own individual first. You take care of your family first, your kids first. You establish something. I'm sorry to say, but the man is supposed to be the head of the household. In Africa, everybody's talking about we Africans. Wait, hang on for a second. Everybody talking about we Africans. You know that in that society, the husband, his wife and kids is his property.
Mm-hmm.
And if they started civilization, I mean, why do we go wrong by, wandering off from that? It ain't saying that we're going to beat you up. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, no, you raise your kids. Make sure they get the best education that you possibly can. If you got to work two jobs where they don't go to these government schools, do that because they are destroyed in these government schools, and these school systems are ran by black people. You know why? Because they benefit off of it. They get paid off of it. They get paid well. They don't give a damn about them kids learning. This is a conversation about black kids' academics been going on forever. I know for sure since the 1970s.
Well, yeah. Since integration. Yeah, we got to get our kids out of these public indoctrination centers. That's something Chewbacca always stresses on this show.
Yeah, you should if you're not satisfied with what's going on. That's why I voted for Donald Trump. You know why? Because he was for school choice with vouchers.
Oh.
You hear me?
Okay.
School choice with vouchers. We're a poor family that's functional. What makes them functional? Because they realize what's going on with their child ain't right. They want to put them someplace else, but they don't have the money. So that money should follow that child wherever those parents feel is best for them. If you married, he made sure that you had your standardized deduction was double. The first $24,000 under that particular category is non-taxable. Before him, it was on the $12,000.
Wasn't
That's
he trying to
thing.
Get rid of the IRS too?
I wouldn't cry if he did. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, these Democrats
joke.
Crazy.
Joe Biden is
Sir?
A joke. I didn't vote for Biden.
Well, that's why come I ain't black. I didn't vote for Biden. That's what he said, didn't he?
Yeah. That was a good one, P.O.G.
Yeah,
he did
that. Just like I was saying, I may have done it just because I was voting just to be voting on some more other shit. I mean, I might have done it, but I don't remember voting in that last election.
Now, let me say something else.
The fear-mongering paper I got says I did vote. Jesse says I handed him the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I do remember voting for Jesse's dad running an election that year.
Yeah, and Trump supported Jesse
Jackson's
campaign.
Y'all. Oh, yeah, hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 209, last 4-9-7-6-8. What's the name where you calling from?
This is Shabaka Sankore. I'm the executive producer of the podcast, Shabaka's Black Experience at Hand. And I'm calling you from Tuolumne County, California.
Hey, he's Black. Empowerment to Shabaka, the Black Cat. We got Pionki on the line and Lady Tay.
Okay, now, you know, Pionki, you and I are not going to have any problems, right?
No, as long as you act civil.
As long as I act civil. Brother Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Mute his ass and kick him off the air.
All right.
I hated to have to do it, you know, but he gave me a smart-ass answer. When all of a sudden had to say was, hey, brother, that ain't no thing.
Right.
Okay, and tonight's subject, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure Brother Chang, you know, has stated, or we're continuing, you know, our conversation about the upcoming elections right here. Also, too, you know, about our unhoused neighbors, not so much in Denver, Colorado, but throughout the whole nation, as homelessness is becoming a major, major problem. Also, too, you know, definitely vote for Brother Jesse as mayor of Denver because he will make a difference. You know, the brother's been, you know, through trials and tribulations, and I'm quite sure that this man knows what it's like of what the people of Denver need. And then also, too, out here in the city of Los Angeles or in the city of L.A., although I'm a few hundred miles north of it, it's still got the same garbage going on. Also, too, I did not mean, you know, to have to do that to Brother Pionki, but him and I have had differences before in the past. And we're not going to put up with that nonsense no more because I don't know a damn. I mean,
he was on his best behavior today, Shabaki. He didn't say nothing disrespectful or anything outlandish. He was.
I don't know. I kind of have my thoughts on it.
Well, I felt it already.
If
he was being respectful, then I owe my most deepest apologies to Pionki. But him and I have went back and forth before, not only on this podcast, but on other ones as well, too.
He makes his rounds. I've heard
I could dig it, man. It was a lead up to something else. So I could dig it. I felt the energy in the air, too.
Right. But, you know, if he was saying something positive, it's great. And if I'm in the wrong, you know, I deeply apologize to the man. But him and I, you know, we try to start off with intellectual conversations, and we have our differences as we have them. And he can go out there, badmouth us, you know what I'm saying? But just as long as he spells the name right, that'd be okay. Yeah, and once again, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call in here at 516-418-5996, okay? And then also, too, as you had stated, Brother Parris, is that the moratorium on evictions has expired.
Yep.
At the federal level. Okay, so, yeah, so which means is we're going to have a lot more, you know, homeless people, you know, not so much in Denver, not so much in Los Angeles, but throughout the whole U.S. of A., you know what I mean, and what have you. And so I'm turning it over to my co-host here as I negotiate, you know, this traffic, you know, coming out of Tuolumne County here and then Stanislaus County.
Oh, you on the road. Okay.
Yes. But the show must go on.
before Pianki came on, we were talking about the midterms and how the Democrats are desperate. They are super desperate right now.
Oh, yes, sir. And in my opinion, I think what's going to happen in the midterms, I hate to say, is that, you're going to have Republicans coming in real heavy.
Oh, yeah, they're going to come in. I was just reading an article that said they're up 15 days before the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, in Los Angeles, I'm looking for Rick Caruso to win.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hate to say.
I think so, too.
Because Karen Bass, on the research that I've done on her.
She's another Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes, indeed, and the vice president, her record in California is really tainted. And in my opinion, she has done nothing of no grand significance. And then even as Bootsy was saying on TikTok a while back, in regards to Brittany Griner, who's going to still be in prison.
He was on all the networks.
Yeah. And he had made, the point that just on the common ground of Ms. Harris or Mrs. Harris or the former Attorney General of California being a black woman, she should have put the extra effort in to step up for the system. And Bootsy was right on that, So once again, if Mr. Bianchi was being respectful, my most deep apologies to him. If he was being respectful, and I do understand I came in on the late break, I definitely want to thank our staff here and our crew, Brother Che, Lady Che, of course, the one and only anchor man, appreciate, they're putting in the efforts. Also, too, I know I've been negligent in my duties as executive producer. But I'm out here, trying to make a living, as they say. You know what I mean?
Because
being homeless is nothing nice.
Nothing. There's nothing fun.
And it's making
a mess of it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the state of affairs. But
yes, sir.
We're seeing it here at the local level with. We got our own Kamala Harris running for mayor now.
Oh, man.
She changes colors every chance she gets.
That's another thing, that I must say that I've witnessed in my generation. How do we go from, black people to people of color? And then, of course, I know there's a lot of debate going on, within the community on that, and a lot of intelligent people are dropping a lot of knowledge and what have you. But I have to say, and keep in mind, I'm not the most brilliant person there is, so if we got one of our scholars out there listening, please call in, because like I said, I learned a lot. For my callers, I learned a lot, from my crew here. And definitely check out Frontline Black News, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced is part of Frontline Black News. Definitely check out the hashtag Frontline Black News. Definitely check out the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. And then definitely also, too, check out the hashtag We All We Got.
Mm-hmm.
It's because what it boils down to, excuse me, folks, on that there, I'm up here sipping a beverage right here as I'm driving, and it's not alcohol at all. I'm just negotiating my way up out of here of Tuolumne County here in the backcountry of California, and at one time I think they had gold in this place. Yes, sir. And all of Highway 49 is actually... Okay, so moving right along, with these midterms that is coming up is that quite naturally, of course, folks, in my opinion, we're going to have an ultra-conservative wave that's going to be hitting the U.S. Congress. So it is very, very imperative now that we start building our own businesses, start spending your money within the black community, and then black entrepreneurs, hire your own first, get your wholesale goods, you know, from black wholesalers if you can. And and then, you know, we just have to milestone it.
And right. We've got to go back to our own means of production. Yes, we're just about to
yes,
get
sir.
To it. Industry.
Yes, sir.
Infrastructure. We need our means of production. They're going to have AI doing everything here in a minute. We don't watch it, my family.
Exactly. It's because what's happening is that what I understand is that the melanin is $335 roughly a gram.
Yeah, that was back in 2019. It might have went up.
No, I'm quite sure it has.
Let me look. Let me see what it's at now, because I think it went up.
Okay.
It is worth more than gold.
Wow.
380 a gram more than gold.
Okay, could you times that figure by 16?
By 16, I'd get an ounce. Or 32, I'd get an ounce.
Okay. So we're looking at the amount of the ounce.
When I say 360 a gram, so times it by 28, 10 G's, 10,080.
Okay, so for every black person that dies and they take the melanin, that's 10 grand.
Yep. So that's why that organ harvesting is real. They've been doing that organ harvesting for years. And black family, do not put your name on that organ donor tissue list.
Exactly.
At the DMV, when they ask you, do you want to be an organ and tissue donor?
On the back of your driver's license.
Say no.
Exactly.
Oh, it went up. It went up, black family. It went up. It's $460 a gram.
Wow.
A gram of melanin is valued between 450 and 550 a gram.
Wow. Oh, man. And also, too, folks, the air date of this episode, what's today's date, Brother Chuck?
Today's the 25th of October.
Okay, 2022. So those of you who will listen to these episodes in the future, that is, if they don't borrow, okay? We're speaking of the current events, you know, as we always do, of what's happening here in 2022, or, you know, the early 21st century. Okay.
So this article
I
just wanted to make this point. So this article I'm reading from melaninfo.net, it says, how much is melanin worth? Hint. An average black person has more than $40 million worth.
$40 billion.
Million.
$40 million.
Yeah.
So you take that and just do the math on the exponent. So now this here gives credence to why various police agencies are murdering us folks.
Yep.
That's it right there. When we're worth, in their eye, we are worth more dead than alive. And this is why I fault, you know, these Hat Knox, Ward Knox, Uncle Tim Scott, Cop Mala Harris. And this is why I fault you Negroes is because, you know, we go out, we vote, I voted, you know, in the first 40 years of my, I should say not the first 40 years of my life, but from the time that I was of age to vote up to about the time that I was 40. And I might get back off into voting because there was an old saying that makes a lot of sense that, well, if you don't vote, don't complain. Okay,
yeah.
Great, beautiful. Okay, I understand that. But what about these rigged-ass elections?
Exactly, that part. That part.
Yeah, you see, so this is what causes a lot of disenchantment, you know, with people going out there to vote. It's because I used to be an avid voter. You know, and you're saying, well, you know, people died for the right to vote. I understand that. But at the same token, if people died for the right to vote, it is a huge disrespect to their memory and the ultimate sacrifice that they made for the vote to be manipulated. You're saying?
Right.
And then Stacey Abrams, who's a representative, I'm sorry, who is running for governor of Georgia, and from what I understand, it is a rematch.
Yeah.
Of the last election that they had in the gubernatorial race for the great state of Georgia. Also, too, boycott the state of Florida. And I'm talking to you, Governor DeSantis of Florida. How dare you sit up there and insult our intelligence saying that it makes white people feel uncomfortable for those of us who are the descendants of slaves in the United States here that built this nation in Florida as well, too, that it is a crime for us to talk about it. So once again, you see, they have no regard for us. Now, the counterman, those that say, well, what about all the black-on-black crime in the black community? Yes, that is a valid point, but it's due to the manipulation of social engineering, social media, you know, like old Zuckerberg over there in Silicon Game Valley who puts us all on suspensions and what have you and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then they did inform me, Shabaka Sankoy, the next time Shabaka gets suspended, it's going to be for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. They told you that.
And then a shout out to the brother Aziz in Cleveland, most definitely. And brother Aziz, ladies and gentlemen, he hosts a platform called Pink Booty Chronicles, and he pretty much tells white America about themselves.
Yeah,
and then you have those who are these ultra-conservatives, and what have you. And then, of course, you know, you got black-white ultra-conservatives like Brother Bianchi. And if you're listening, Bianchi, if you were speaking intelligently and if you were not trying to disrespect our platform, our most deepest apologies to you, sir. But, however, you're a man, and you state how you feel, and I respect you for that. Bianchi, you and I disagree about 98% of the time, but at least try to disagree agreeably. And also, too, Bianchi, I'm very well aware of you going on other platforms bad-mouthing me. And please be sure to spell the name correctly. Was this S as in Sam, H as in Hammer, A as in Adam, B as in boy, A as in Adam, K as in king, A as in Adam, and the last name is pronounced Sankore, and it is spelled S as in Sam, A as in Adam, N as in Nora, K as in clan, O as in ocean, R as in reach, and E as and enter. So when you guys crumble on us on our platform, please spell our names correctly. And, you know, you can call in and disagree and what have you, but when you come up here with sarcastic garbage and nonsense, You know what I'm saying? We're just going to kick you off the air, man. You know, we're not going to sit up here and scream and holler and all that and argue like children, you know. And
what
then, of
that?
Course, we do appreciate those, you know,
yeah,
who are not black.
Shabaka, what is 314? What is 314 area code?
I believe that's St. Louis. If that's him, I think that is Bianchi. Let him back him on. And if it is him, I'm going to apologize to him.
He hasn't called back. I was trying to get his number before I cut him off. But he hasn't called back.
Okay. All righty. Okay. All right, but you said we got a caller there out of the 314 area code?
That's the number he called from.
Oh, okay. Man, you know, he does call in with different numbers, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, you know. And as a matter of fact, he's welcome to call back in and tell him to bring some of his, how should I say, those like-minded with him to call in.
Like the agent that called in last week?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talking about my friend Patrick told me to call in.
His friend Patrick told him to call in. Okay.
Yeah.
Agent Clipper. All righty. Okay. And then too, with these midterms is because AOC, they've been putting a lot of heat on her. And if I'm saying her name correctly, Anastasia Ocasio, I believe is her name.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, okay, AOC, okay. And then also, too, the Congressional Black Caucus is a joke. They have totally lost focus with the black community.
Yes.
Also, too, there's some improprieties about Karen Bass. Now, there are those who are saying it, well, you know, you got to vote for the black politicians, blah, 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 blah. But in my opinion, the Congressional Black Caucus is a joke.
It is a joke.
Yeah, it really is. Just say it's because the only thing what they do is they sell us down the river every 2 years, okay? And then, as we have said before, Brother Paris, and I believe you was with us then before the 2016 election, when Trump was running for office, quite a few of our supporters and well-wishers had stated that, well, let Trump get elected, that there just goes to show what we need to do. But unfortunately, the exact opposite happened. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then he showed his true colors, okay, which is great. You know what I'm saying? But I find it very interesting that he signed a posthumously pardon for former world heavyweight champion Jack Johnson. And he had made the statement that you would think that the previous administration would have took care of this here immediately. So this is my discontent with these black politicians. See? You know, you give black politicians.
All skinfolk and kinfolk.
Exactly.
And now they have white supremacists and blackface.
Oh, indeed. You know, let's look at Larry Elder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, who challenged Gavin Newsom to a recall here in California and Elders lost. And keep in mind, Elders is going to sit up there and talk more about the slave masters who lost property when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. But also, too, he is not talking about the brutalization of slaves. Now, for ultra-conservative white individuals, if you're listening, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 516-418-5996. Also, too, definitely want to give a shout-out there to Kevin Barnes in Milwaukee with Outlaw Radio. Definitely, of course, give a shout-out there to Black Eye Stand Radio, the one and only Mr. Jay Dizzle. Also, too, a shout-out there, you know, to all of our supporters and all black media. And it's up to us to take care of us. That is our responsibility. Okay, and then in addition to mainstream media, you're very, very selective about what you want to put out there. And then also, too, and I think this is within the parameters of our subject matter, is that they had the motion picture called Till out. And then, of course, as we all know, that Mr. Till was murdered in Mississippi, brutally murdered in Mississippi. He was a young man, 14 years old, from Chicago, Illinois, who went to visit relatives down in Mississippi. And he was beaten, tortured, and his mother, Ms. Mobley, had put it on a public viewing of her son's remains. And then that just goes to show, just like what Minister Malcolm had said about the brutality of white America. You're saying? And then the woman, Carolyn Bryant, who's in the senior citizen hospital, and I believe that members of the new Black Panther Party have called for her to be arrested, you know, and have her walk that concrete. Oh, well, she's 80 years old, and this, that, there, the other. But look at the brutalization that her lie had caused. You see?
Right.
Why does she do this? Just to, for recreation of how they used to kill our people.
Mm-hmm.
And then burn them. And then from what I understand, even some of them even consumed them. They used to call them picnics, as in
pick a nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And what have you, you see. So the sad part about that is, folks, is that when our youth does not learn about these atrocities, they're condemned to repeat the same mistake. So we would appreciate it very much, you know, if you black politicians, you know, will address those issues. And then you Biden supporters, we know that you're disappointed. We know that you're mad. Gas in the great state of California is, let me see, $6.89 a gallon.
How much a gallon?
$6.89.
Oh, my God.
You put $50 in your tank, you're not filling it up no more.
Oh, God.
I mean, the gas is like gold now. And once again, this is why we got to have more cohesiveness in the diaspora, is because Nigeria is one of the largest producers of gas, but the Dutch Shell oil company goes there, has ruined the environment. They have ruined the environment on the continent. They call them a bunch of shithole countries. But the cold part about it is that the minerals there and the diamond and the gold and stuff like that, the world's economy is dependent upon it. But they don't want us to recognize that. And then also, too, if people want to talk about Kanye West, feel free to do so. Me personally, I think the brother has some issues. And just found out that one of the major shoemakers, you know, had quit. They have dropped Mr. West.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, IDS or Adidas.
Yeah, it was Adidas, huh? Yeah, they dropped Mr. West, you know, as a sponsor. So only thing I can say about that is this, is that Kanye, I feel sorry for
you're
you,
not
bro.
A billionaire
really
no more, Kanye. Or yay.
Yeah.
You're not a billionaire no more. You're back to a millionaire. But that's still better than a broke man.
Yeah, but I don't understand how that worked.
How's
that? How can they take his money that he already had?
No, they killed his endorsement. So which means is that if he was receiving residuals off of his endorsements, I believe he had lost them.
Yep.
Yeah. I believe he had lost them. And so they're going to cancel the
he's having to move money from different accounts. That's all kinds of shit going on. They definitely fucking with his money.
Yeah. Yeah. So that there just goes to show of Los Angeles and Hollywood with its BS, you know what I'm saying, doing, you know, what it does, you see? I mean, it's just downright crazy and insane.
It is.
It really is. You know, it really is. And then the cold part about it is that when we talk about subject matter as a people, well, you guys are black racists. Man, you know, we don't control no police departments, man. We don't control no major banks. And I'm saying this in regard to the midterms. So how are blacks racist?
Right.
I mean, I can't see it.
I can't see it either.
You know?
I sure as hell can't see it.
I just can't see it, you know?
And our chat room is open, so if anybody has anything they want to say in the chat, feel free. The chat room is open.
If the chat room decides to work tonight, it should be. Okay.
Yes,
and, you know, please leave your comments and insults and what have you in our chat room, and we'll read them on the air. And then, of course, we'll rebut them. And then, depending on how redundant and ridiculous it gets, we'll ridicule them as well, you know? But when you speak against the popular version of what is truth, okay, and you're always going to be hated. And then I want to give a shout-out, Brother Che, that there was an individual, I believe, on Young Turks, white guy who had mentioned the brutalization, you know, of the plantation system. So, of course, you know, we want to recognize him as because, you know, he got into a huge debate. Also, too, we want to give a shout out there to Sister Soldier.
Yeah.
You know, of the great work that she's been doing, you know, for the last 30 years. And if you ever get a chance, where she gets up there and owns Cornel West and Tony Brown in the late 1990s.
Yeah.
You know, definitely check it out. You know, the sister held her own. And she was black and proud wearing a leather piece.
Yeah.
And she went on and made her point intellectually, rationally, and very, very articulately. And I don't believe Sister Soldier had used one cuss word. You know? And then I just don't understand of how come we don't have any cohesiveness within the black community. You see?
Well, we're so scattered.
We don't have any cohesiveness.
Yeah, because we don't have a community anymore. At one time, we did have a community. I think my generation was the last one to see that. Since then, it's been nothing but what we got now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. And the sad part about it is, black family, is that our youth, you know, with this transgenderism and Gavin Newsom here in California talking about they don't have to list the biological sex of a child when it's born. The BS that Dwayne Wade is doing, you know, trying to turn his son into a girl. I mean, my God. And it's just like saying, are we that effed up black family?
that now outsiders are coming to us depicting of how we to make our children. And I mean, I've never seen no woman with a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, but Nellie Fuller predicted this. He said, him and Dr. Francis Press Wilson said that black men were going to go from sagging to wearing a dress, that there were going to be 50 different genders. The white supremacists were going to come up with 50 different genders.
50 different genders. Okay. Yeah, that is a major insult to my intelligence. I mean, it should be a major insult to your intelligence as well, too. And then also, too, folks, stand by. Check out our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced up on Facebook, you know, because we're going to try to put the information up there, you know, of our latest episodes, what we are doing. We got graphics, thanks to Lady Che's excellent creation. You know, got the baby kitty up there. You know what I'm saying? Man, we all know what we're talking about. He's got the little kitty up there. And then also, too, we definitely appreciate Lady Che's expertise and her skill on that. Okay, so once again, you know, if Mr. Pianchi was calling in to be respectful, I deeply apologize to him, you know, of kicking him off the air. But however, it just goes to show, folks, that we're not putting up with this BS anymore. We can't do it. We cannot do it. And with me, you know, being an elder now, you know, say, as I get closer and closer to my transition, I have to make sure that I'm leaving the knowledge that I've accumulated in my time and of my youth to make sure it's adequately. And then as Sister Cicely Tyson has stated in her book, Just As I Am, I Believe, where I posted it up on my wall, I have a paragraph that she wrote in her book when she was doing the movie Sounder in 1972, where a white director had went up there and said, okay, I'm in a bad signal area?
Yeah, you're going in and out.
I can hear him.
Okay, I'm fading in and out. Okay. All right, what about now?
That sounds better.
Okay, okay, because I, you know, put my microphone up here on the dashboard. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's very sad when, you know, you have a man who calls himself a woman and I can't see it. And through the social engineering, and I'm quite sure through the manipulation of, you know, the food chain, as Dr. Ken Adams had pointed out about these GMOs that is targeting, I guess, whatever biological code that of black women. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And Dr. Mike Adams, he did put it up there on YouTube. And Dr. Adams did say that it is wrong, and that there's a lot of money behind it, and then thank Monsanto with it, with the GMO, is because as the spores blow away from one field to another in the farming country, then Monsanto automatically owns the other crops that the spores blow onto, you know, under copyright or what have you. They own it. So that ought to be some interesting cases to decide. I would love for some of our black politicians, particularly from California, to address that issue. Since the San Joaquin Valley is America's salad bowl, it seems to me this ought to be one of your priorities. You see what I mean? Yeah, you would say. But however, we do recognize the black elected officials that did.
Oh, Lady Che is back. We have lost her. Welcome back, Lady Che.
Yep, I'm back.
All right.
I'm back. I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so therefore, so like I said, particularly these Congress people from California, and keep in mind that we don't have a stronghold in California, so if any place where our stronghold would be Panther Town in Los Angeles, and that other city where Willie Brown used to be the mayor of. And keep in mind, you know, that it has a black population there, too. Yeah, yeah, the one that the one that Charles Barkley always crumbs bum on.
Oh, San Francisco, the one that got a woman mayor. They got a London Breed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. London Breed, who has her priorities all effed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then,
and
of course, as we all know,
Chewbacca, they keep talking about here in Denver, this is the year of the woman. We need a woman mayor. So we need a woman mayor like Lori Lightfoot. We need a woman mayor like Keisha Lance Bottoms. We need a woman mayor like Bowser out of D.C. We need a woman mayor like London Bridges. We need a woman mayor like Austin.
That is bad. Okay, and I believe that Minister Farrakhan many years ago had stated that on the voting is that we cannot be sitting up here voting for black politicians simply because they're black unless they're doing something for the black community. And this is why I endorse Brother Che Nkrumah, you know, to be the mayor of Denver.
Thank you. Not people of color, not communities of color, but black communities, black people.
Right.
Or as the Moors would say, the Moorish people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Chewbacca, we still got to have the Moors versus the Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah, yeah, and feel free for those, you know, from both sides of the fence on that issue, you know, to please inbox us, you know, and we'll be happy to have you. You know what I'm saying? It's because it seems that they have a lot to say, and this is what the experience is about, you know. And when you call in folks, you know, you don't have to agree with us and whatnot, but, you know, we just can't have a bunch of profanity up here and a lot of disrespect. Yeah, because, you know, the executive producer got admonished, you know, through an email saying that we need to be cool. And this is why we put the disclaimer that all these episodes are for those 18 years of age and older and mature audiences.
I've been locked out of Facebook again.
They locked you out of Facebook, man?
Yep.
Okay.
I was inviting people to the group, to Chewbacca's Black Experience and Dance group, and I guess I invited too many people. So now they put me on restriction.
Wow, saying that we invited too many people.
Yep.
Now, that's incredible. That's incredible. Okay, we'll roll with it. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely roll with it, you know, without a doubt. And then keep in mind, folks, is that it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And appreciate the, how should we say, controversy. You know, because to quote the words of the former heavyweight champion, nothing changes without controversy.
Yeah.
You see? And
it's
the sad part about it is that when you deal with such controversial issues, you know what I'm saying? You just have to be prepared to roll with it, you know, and to keep it moving. And then, of course, Facebook, you know, they're getting a little bit besides themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
They're overstepping their bounds.
Oh, indeed. Indeed, they
are. I got to change my password again, y'all.
Oh, man. Wow.
Because they said somebody tried to get into my account.
A hacker, huh?
Again?
Okay, so that means you're being targeted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not unusual.
That's precisely what that means.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, you know, that means that we are getting somewhere. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That means that we are definitely getting somewhere. And then, you know, they don't want us to, you know, speak against the popular version of what is truth. You see?
Yeah.
And on top of that, it is what it is, people.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Definitely is. But I think we're down to our last 20 or 15 minutes. Let me check.
Okay.
I have to go through all this stuff to get my account unlocked. We are at,
wow.
What is it? Oh, here you are. We are at 17 minutes.
Okay, so we got 17 minutes left. Okay. All righty, so therefore we could, you know, start our closing comments, okay, and have Lady Che go first.
First off, they're black and dangerous. We're at war. Black family, we're at war. Don't believe the hype of what's going on in the media, except that Democrats are looking awfully desperate, thirsty. The Republicans will fight and do the same scare tactic as the Democrats and hold your own vote. Hold your vote like you hold your swilla. Don't let them force you to vote if you don't want to. Plus, if there's nothing tangible in it for you, why the fuck vote? Remember, this year, 2023, is year of tangibles. Hold your vote for tangibles that specifically benefit you, black family, your black self, your black community. If it doesn't have anything tangible for you, don't vote. Keep in mind of all the things that you're reading, that illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote in certain areas. There's been a lot of moving around people. Keep in mind we've been gentrified all this last year and shoved out of our respective states as well. Just keep in mind that all the stuff that has happened, including the people that we've lost this year due to police brutality, the fact that they're only concerned about certain topics and not all topics, the fact that they're arresting people for voter fraud and isn't even that, you know, that's even ridiculous for DeSantis to even say. And everybody's black. They sent away all the Haitians and they kept all the Afghanistan and Russian refugees, but Haitian refugees got sent back. They let the border stay open. Just keep in mind of all the atrocities that have happened to us over the last year or so, and the fact that LGBTQ plus people who identify and Asians leapfrogged over our better interests. Hispanics leapfrogged over us in the last 2 weeks. Even when we still have to defend one of our own, they still managed to get their agenda passed. If you're not paying attention, keep that in mind, that there isn't anything tangible right now to vote for. And unless it's specifically it will benefit you to put in your vote. Don't take your ass to the fucking poll. Keep in mind all the ugly videos and ads that have went out in regards to trying to force you to vote. Keep in mind, if you're listening to the debates, all the angry stuff that they're talking about in the debates has nothing to do, and never specific to black people in itself. No one's met with Ice Cube yet. And we don't have anything to lose at this point except fucking staying home, watching television, while doing something productive and constructive with our prospective family and friends. So hold your vote.
Facts.
Unless it's something specific for you, and or 2023 is it, and you decide you want to vote for Chelsea Paris. Other than that, hold your vote like you will just will. Protect your wife, your women. Protect your black women.
Baby.
Protect your black children. Protect your black men. Keep them safe. Look out for everybody. And wear your hair normal. Don't wear too much makeup and keep yourself modest. And stay away from them. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Black power.
Indeed. Always. Always. Okay, and in my closing comments, I thank Brother Che, you know, for stepping up to plate, and my absence is because I've been putting in a lot of work and overtime and what have you. Got to keep a roof over my head, you know what I mean? It's because I've been unhoused as well, too, and it is not a good feeling. And for those who are listening to us or listen to our playbacks who are unhoused, please tune in, is because something has got to give, black family. You know what I'm saying? We got to put our own selves to work, is because it ain't nobody else's responsibility but ours. Also, too, for your black entrepreneurs out there, understand that you're trying to make money. And I'm mainly speaking to those in Los Angeles, you know, in the Hollywood crew. The revenue that you guys have generated for Hollywood, you could pull your resources, and similar to what Tyler Perry did, okay, and you could break away from it. But keep in mind, Hollywood is a mega, mega multi-trillion dollar industry. The same thing with the New York Stock Exchange, the same thing with the De Beers in South Africa. And I also, too, want to give a shout out there to Brother Julius Malema, who's with the Economical Freedom Fighters of Azania. Okay, I do not call it South Africa because its proper name is Azania. And even Mama Africa herself had stated, you know, over 50 years ago, is that she merely sings the truth. And Mama Africa, in a YouTube video, Sister Miriam Makeba, may she rest in power, had stated that the Europeans would come down there and write shit. Okay, then of course they put their lies and manipulations in there. But then she says is that, you know, our history is translated down orally, and some regions of the continent, they call them griots. Now, once again, Hollywood, November the 11th, as we all know, Black Panther 2 is coming out, Wakanda Forever. And based on from what I'm seeing is that Angela Bassett is going to be more involved in it, you know, from the movie clips that I've seen. And the vibranium, black family, in reality is called silicon on the continent. You see what I mean? And then, of course, you know, you're going to have the Europeans want to come in there through lies, manipulation, and stuff like that. Once again, just like they did in 1884 with the Berlin Conference. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Dividing up our resources. They keep them in colonial debt. And I forgot the name of the sister who had made it public, and she was addressing a forum, and I believe in Europe, where she had stated if it wasn't for Africa, the whole economy of the world was shut down. Now, why do you think the Chinese are there? See, so that's my closing thoughts on that. You know, it's because what happens is they go over there, just like what they, what France does with Haiti. You know, they make these outlandish loans to them. Then they default on it. Then they go in there and seize the land. You see? And then in Zaire, or the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where the Chinese were there, where they were taking the children of African descent in that nation and forcing them to learn Chinese. Yeah. So there's your colonialism right there.
Right there.
Yeah, right there. You see, so, you know, just putting it out there. And definitely check out our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Click the like button. That there's where we keep you updated on our upcoming episodes. Also, too, feel free to leave us a comment right there of things that you would like to discuss on the air. And you can come on and be a guest host. All we ask is just be respectful, you know? That's all we ask. So once again, if Pianki is listening, and I know Pianki is not big enough to do this for me, all right, but if Pianki was being respectful, if Pianki, you know, who has a lot of knowledge, brother's very articulate, I cannot take that away from him, we deeply apologize for kicking him off the airs because, you know, I came in on a late freight, and, you know, and Pianki, you know, had said something that I didn't exactly agree with, but however, that man does have a right to state how he feels as well, too. And if he wasn't, you know, being disrespectful, you know, my most deep and humble apologies to Mr. Pianki. And if he decides to call in again and him and I can go back and forth again, you know what I mean, it's because Mr. Pianki had told me years ago when we were talking about the Dred Scott case, he pretty much, I'm just paraphrasing Mr. Pianki, is that he is from St. Louis and he's in the place of where the Dred Scott case happened at. Okay, great, beautiful. Okay, you're on the actual ground of where history happened at. Just like this podcast was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. And we are based up out of Oakland, California. And for those in Oakland, which is, I believe, is the 510 area code, please give us a call. And please check us out. Okay, Brother Che, that is my closing comment.
Yeah. Thank you, Shabaka, for coming on your own show.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, sir.
peace, love, light, black empowerment. We're at war, black family. If you don't know it by now, you'll never know it. But
right.
Vote this tangible 2022. We're demanding some tangible for our vote. And any politician that's speaking your vote, including myself, demand something tangible for your vote, black family. It's going to be a decade of tangibles. We're going to be demanding something
indeed
all the way until 2050, 2060s, 2070s, and so on and so forth. It's going to be a marathon, not a sprint, black family. So keep your head on a swivel and don't lose sight
yes,
of
sir.
The focal.
Yes, sir.
They're going to try to fearmonger us if they're voting. And we got to hold the line, black family, and hold out until we can get some tangible for our vote. If we're just going to
yes,
keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, that's insanity. As I said at the beginning
indeed
of the show, so we can't keep doing that. We have to do something different. And contrary to popular belief, holding your vote is definitely doing something different. So
yes, sir.
We got to send a clear message to these Democrats to stop
right
taking our vote for granted.
Right.
And the days are over of us just voting just to be voting. Oh, well, my
yes,
ancestors
sir
didn't have the right to vote, so I'm going to vote. I'm not going to get nothing tangible for it, though, but I'm going to still go vote. Them days are over, especially with the new
exactly
generation. With the
and then also, too, Brother Chair, if I may say, from my 50-plus years of being here on Earth, I have fewer tomorrows than yesterday's. But I appreciate, Brother Che, of where you're running for mayor, and I believe, to the best of my knowledge, you are the first political candidate to say black first.
Yes.
And that, brother, I commend you on, and if you can copyright it, do it. And then also, too, folks,
well,
that Cash
first
App.
To say it. Endeavor.
Yeah, okay. And I've never heard no black politician say it in Chicago, and I've never heard no black politician say it in Los Angeles. And that Eric Adams out of New York, hey, man, do the people of New York a favor and resign, man. Go on and resign. It's because any time when a black woman is sitting up there talking about that she is concerned about her being and her children, and you're the chief executive of a city, and you had the perfect opportunity to address the world on that, you simply ignored that, sister. And that wasn't cool, in my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience tonight. We are requesting...
platform. Check us out on our other platform, Frontline Black News, on YouTube and
indeed.
Facebook, the Revolutionary Agenda on YouTube, and check us out every Tuesday at this exact time, at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern, of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
All right.
Did you have anything else to say, Shabaka, before I close off the show?
Okay, just stay tuned in, folks. And the executive producer of this platform is definitely trying to get some high-profile guests on. We're working diligently, and I deeply apologize, you know, for putting this load on Brother Che. But I definitely appreciate Brother Che for stepping up to the plate. And also, too, and all our episodes are dedicated to the memory of our original producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. And to quote him, the show must go on. And may Mad Dr. D. rest in power.
Yes, may he rest in power.
Yes, sir, because Mad Dr. D, you know, he would tell it like it is, and he would check the these asinine statements that will come across on here and what have you and whatnot. And then also, too, Free Peace. You remember Free Peace, the one who used to make the asinine statements about how he hates black women? We might dig him up again. You know what I'm saying? And have him come on there.
You talking about Tommy Sotomore?
The Tommy Sotomore follower. You know what I mean? And also, too, Mr. Sotomayor, you're welcome to call in as well, too. Oh, but there's some improprieties about you, Mr. Sotomayor. Were you involved in some... legal litigation, from what I understand. And then, Mr. Sotomayor, I see that YouTube had pulled all your videos, sir. And Sotomayor, I find you to be one of the biggest comedians gone. It's because that asinine crap that you talk, Sotomayor. Oh, and I sent you an invitation too, Sotomayor, and you never picked it up, which is fine. You're welcome to call in, too. But this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced platform, sir. And we do not like kicking people off the air. But when you contradict our narrative, we don't have no choice. And then to all you conservative podcasts that I've been on, where I've been called every nigger, every black son of a bitch, this, that, there, the other, so forth and so on and what have you, please spell the name correctly. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. We're down to the last minute. So we will catch y'all on the flip. Black power.
Always.
Black power.
Yeah. sound about right. No, that sound about right. No, you ain't never tell a lie. You ain't told a lie. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's the black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. We was buying sell drugs in the alley. Finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Black shots till she knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy, did it by tree. Go ahead then, watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl was time aside, though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol now.
Up in the West,
Bubba Dog Pound and Jigga.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. It's the rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Maybe it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's a black thing. Right lead, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up in my white tee. Where you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Chevy on creep, black Air Force Ones. What it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
Bubba Dog Pound and Jigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Like Malcolm X.
Outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.